Paul noticed that all the walls were red. He mentioned this to Levitt.
Yes, all levels are painted a different color. Level 1 is red, 2 yellow, 3 white, 4 green, and 5 blue.
They came to immunization. A door slid back, revealing 3 glass booths.
Levitt said, just sit down in one of them.
I suppose this is automatic, too. Hall entered a booth and closed the door behind him. There was a couch and a mass of complex equipment. A flat mechanical voice asked him to recite Mary Had a Little Lamb for a voice print. Then it asked him an extensive list of questions about his medical history. Finally, the voice said,
this ends the formal questions. Please undress and lie on the couch.
He lay on the couch.
Observe the screen before you. Place your body on the couch so that all points are obliterated.
He looked at the screen. He now saw that the points on it were arranged in the shape of a man. A moment later, an ultraviolet lamp swung out on a long arm and moved close to his body. Next to the lamp was some kind of scanning eye. Watching the screen, he could see the computer print of the scan beginning with his feet.
This is a scan for fungus.
After several minutes, Hall was ordered to lie on his stomach, and the process was repeated. He was then told to lie on his back once more. A variety of leads snaked out at him and were attached by mechanical hands to his body. Some he could understand. The half-dozen leads over his chest for an electrocardiogram and 21 on his head for an electroencephalogram. But others were fixed on his stomach, his arms, and his legs.
Place your hand on the board to the left. Do not move. You will feel a slight prick as the intravenous needle is inserted.
Hall looked over at the screen. It flashed a color image of his hand with the veins showing in a pattern of green against a blue background. Obviously, the machine worked by sensing heat. He was about to protest when he felt a brief sting.
This completes your physical parameters.
Hall walked with Levitt down a long red corridor. He noticed that the walls were slightly curved. Where exactly are we?
On the perimeter of level 1. To our left are all the laboratories. To the right is nothing but solid rock.
Several people were walking in the corridor. Everyone wore pink jumpsuits. They all seemed serious and busy. Where are the others on the team? Hall said.
Right here, Levitt said.
He opened a door marked Conference 7, and they entered a room with a large hardwood table. Stone was there, standing stiffly erect and alert, as if he had just taken a cold shower. Alongside him, Burton, the pathologist, somehow appeared sloppy, confused, and there was a kind of tired fright in his eyes. They all exchanged greetings and sat down. Stone reached into his pocket and removed 2 keys. One was silver, the other red. The red one had a chain attached to it. He gave it to Hall. Put it around your neck. Hall looked at it.
What's this?
Levitt said, I'm afraid Mark is still unclear about the odd man.
The fact of the matter is, Stone said, you are the odd man. You are the key to all this, quite literally.